This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state recently declared that most of the Yampa River is over-appropriated. That designation means there's no longer enough water in the river for everyone who wants it. CPR climate and environment reporter Michael Elizabeth Sakis explains.
The problem starts with a decades-long drought fueled by warmer temperatures. There's now a lot less water in the Yampa River. At the same time, there are more people who want to use it. The new status won't change how the water that flows on the surface of the Yampa River is managed and used, but it does change how the state issues permits for groundwater wells in the area.
CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakis. The new changes go into effect in March. A group of state lawmakers wants to expand Medicaid to reimburse people for equestrian movement therapy. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more on a surprisingly popular practice in Colorado.
There are at least 29 centers in Colorado that use horse riding as a form of therapy. The practice is usually prescribed by physical therapists and speech-language pathologists to engage sensory and cognitive functions. Maria Amin, the program director at Hearts and Horses in Loveland, says equine therapy can benefit all types of patients.
We also have a veterans program. We have a program for riders that are suffering from memory loss or have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia.
The bill has been introduced to the House, where it will receive its first hearings before the Committee on Public and Behavioral Health. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Boulder is at 46 degrees and fair.